We're thankful, Lord, that we can come to you this evening, to the author of the wonderful Word of God.
主啊，我们非常感恩的，今天晚上呢，能够来到你面前，来到整个的神的话的这个作者面前。
And we pray, Lord, that you will help us this evening and encourage us as we study the truth of God together.
主啊，我们今天祈求您来帮助我们，并且鼓励我们，当我们开始一起学习神的话的时候。
We pray, Lord, that the truth of God will be an encouragement to each of us as we consider it tonight.
因为我们也祷告，就是当我们今天学习神的真理的时候呢，它会对每一个人来说都是一个激励和鼓舞。
And we remember, Lord, that much that the scriptures suggest and teach us is very, very challenging. We pray that we might not be offended by or discouraged by what the truth of God says.
所以主啊，我们今天知道，我们今天呢学习的一些话呢，神的话是极具挑战性的。我们也祷告呢，就是没有人在这个时候因为这个这样的话呢感到被冒犯，也感到就是说灰心。所以呢，我们知道这些话有时候呢是我们学习神的话时候会这样的。
And we're thankful, Lord, that you not only tell us what it is you would like us to do, but you, by the power of your Spirit of God, you help us accomplish these high standards.
主啊，我们也知道你的神的话呢，不光是告诉我们应该怎样做，但是神的圣灵呢，同样帮助我们去达到和完成神给我们每个人定的这样的一个高的标准。
So bless each one, we pray, who is under the sound of the word of God in this meeting.
所以呢，求您赐福给我们，当我们所有的人在这个会议里学习纯正的神的真理的时候。
May each be able to say it was good for me to be there.
所以呢，愿我们每一个人说呢，对我来说是非常好，我参加了这个会议。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name, giving thanks.
我们祈求这些并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, very, very good. Last week when we were together, we were considering truth from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
非常非常好。上个星期呢，我们在一起学习的时候呢，我们是在学习以弗所书的第五章。And
you'll remember just a little bit of the overview of Ephesians to put our subject this evening into a bit of a perspective.
所以呢，你们也知道，今天晚上呢，我们学习呢是关于整个以弗所教会的一个总的一个概念，并且呢也讲到了一些特别的事情。Chapters
1 and 2 and 3 talk much about the great blessings that the Lord has brought all the Christian believers into.
一章到第三章呢，我们就是主要是谈到那个神的话带给每一个真正的信徒的那些赐福。And
it's true, they are too many for us really to be able to understand. We look at them, we marvel, we say, thank you, Lord, for being good to me.
所以呢，也是这是个事实，因为这样的福气太多呢，甚至很多我们都不能理解。所以呢，我们一定说呢，感谢主，感谢主，您对我真的是好。And
then the question is, what are the practical implications of these great blessings? Having received them, what should we do?
现在马上呢，接着来呢，就是说呢，这些呢，这些赐福在我们应该去怎么应用，怎么去实践？而且呢，这个是对我们的时候，当我们接受到神的这些赐福的时候，以后我们应该怎么去做
？And so, chapter 4 has a large section, that outlines our responsibility and our privilege in the church amongst other believers.
这个第四章呢，跟我们讲到大量的，就是说我们在接受到这样的赐福以后，我们自己每一个人的职责，当我们在教会的时候，我们相对其他的成员来说，我们肩负的责任。
And there's a very real sense in which it's the family of God, the assembly of His people, the Church of Jesus Christ.That begins to bring into a practical perspective our great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样呢，也就是在神的家里，在我们主耶稣基督的教会里，在我们这个大家的整个的教会的机会里面呢，就是说呢，我们怎么样在一起，让我们正这样去实践，实践让主耶稣基督呢，把我们自己呢。把我们所有教会成员的联合起来。
How do I behave as a Christian? Answer, I begin to live like other Christians in the church. I grow in the family with the church, and I learn my responsibilities for life right in that local assembly.
因为我们怎样做一个基督徒，我们的行为应该是怎样的呢？我们要跟教会的其他的基督徒的行为呢是要一样的。这样呢，我们也要就是说生活在这个神的家里和神的家里其他的成员，我们之间和他们之间是在当地的教会里，我们应该怎样去和其他的基督徒们相处？
And then in the latter part of chapter 4 and in the first part of chapter 5, we learn about our responsibilities and our relationship with the Lord and with the world around us.
然后呢，在那个第四章的后半部分呢，还有在第五章的前半部分呢，我们是学到了我们和主之间的关系，然后和我们周围世界的人怎么相处的这样一个关系。
And so we take many of the truths that we've learned in the local assembly, and we relate better to God, and we relate to the world around us.
因为我们在当地教会呢学到一点点东西呢，然后呢我们跟神的关系之间呢，我们也学到一些更多的，也学到了怎样去和其他的周围的世界相处的这样一个关系。
And then in the latter part of chapter 5 and the first part of chapter 6, we learn about our relationship with our family, those who are closest to us.Our family and our employer.
然后呢，我们在第五章的最后后半部分呢，第六章的前半部分呢，我们学到了在我们自己的这个家庭和家人怎么相处，然后呢，还有一些和其他的我们的老板呢，还有跟我们的雇员呢，还有周围的一些人呢是怎么相处的。
So the relations are husband to wife. They are.Children to fathers, fathers to children, and they are ultimately employees and employers. What is their relationship one to another?
然后呢，我们首先开始的呢，讲到的是夫妻关系怎么相处，然后就是父子关系或者怎么相处，最后呢就是讲到呢雇员和雇主之间的关系怎么相处。
And now at the end of chapter 6,We learn about the battlefield, the Christian fighting the works of the evil one in the world. How do we go to battle?
因为这个呢，在第六章的最后部分呢，我们学到呢，基督徒们怎样去战斗，就是怎样在跟在这个邻里和那些魔鬼之间，我们怎样去和他们打仗战斗。
So among other things, the logic of that order is very important.
所以呢，从其他的很多方面来看呢，这个顺序，这个逻辑的顺序呢，是非常重要的。
Let me summarize it again quickly for you.
像我呢，很快的就是说把它总结一下为大家。
First of all, we've got the blessings.Then we've got the church to help us understand how to live those blessings.
首先呢，我们得到呢神的赐福，然后呢，我们得到了教会，在教会里，怎样把帮助我们怎样去接受这样的赐福。
Then our responsibilities to God and the world.
然后呢，我们的职责呢，对神的职责和对周围世界的职责。
And then the perfecting of those responsibilities in the family, in the workplace, and ultimately our battle as we go to tell the world about Jesus.
然后呢，这个呢，就是说呢，我们在这个在家里，如果我们有了这样完美的关系和我们周围世界，我们有一个完美的关系，然后我们最终呢，我们走向这个世界去战斗，然后告诉整个世界关于我们的主耶稣基督。
So it's encouraging to me that when we're going to go to battle in chapter 6, we go to battle on the basis of the many things that we've learned before. We don't go to battle alone. We don't go to battle ignorantly. We go to battle on a good solid foundation.
因为这个呢，那对我来说是非常有趣的，就是当我们去参加战斗的时候呢，其实我们是有很多的准备的，有很多的基础在那里的。我们并不是说带着无知去参加这些战斗，我们是带着很多的坚实的基础，我们带着我们训练好的去参加这个战斗。
Now last week, we studied a little bit about the responsibilities of wives to husbands and husbands to wives.
上个星期呢，我们学了一点点关于那个丈夫对妻子的责任和妻子对丈夫的责任。
And those particular responsibilities we noted are very, very high.
所以呢，我们知道这个特别的这样的一些责任呢，在那里面呢是非常非常大的。
They are so high that they could offend some people and they could say, I could never live up to that. My family relationship is, it's too hard. I couldn't live up to that.
对呢，因为这个职责呢和标准呢是非常非常的高，所以在某种程度上呢可能冒犯了其他一些人。也就是说呢，我们家里的情况呢是太复杂的，所以像这种情况呢我们做不到。
And let me just remind you that that's not where it starts. It starts with the blessings God gives us and we start growing and growing. And the high standard for husbands and wives, they're not something that comes easily the first day.
所以呢，这个呢，然后呢，就是说呢，我们接受到神的赐福以后呢，我们开始要不断的成长，成长，成长，成长，这样呢，我们就是说呢，我们最后夫妻之间呢，各自的自己有一个非常高的一个标准去要求一个，但是呢，我们并不是说达到这个标准，从一开始那一刻起就达到这个标准。
But by God's grace, those are the kinds of standards that, in fact, Christians can and do live up to. It's a marvelous thing, a marvelous privilege.
所以呢，这个借着神的恩典呢，基督徒呢，他们真的是能够做到那个高标准、严要求，能够活出这个高标准和严要求。这对我们来说是一个极大的、非常神奇的，也是对我们是一个极大的荣幸和特权。
So don't be offended by those high standards. Ask the Lord to help you and grow into them.
所以呢，当主帮助你成长，去达到那个高标准的过程中呢，你不要感觉到被冒犯。
Well, now let's carry on to this set of family relationships by looking at chapter 6 and verse 1.
现在我们来看看这个家庭关系中我们应该怎么相处的，从以弗所书第六章第一节开始，大家可以翻到以弗所书第六章第一节。
It says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
以弗所书第六章第一节说呢，孩子们，你们要在主里听从父母，这是对的。
It's not easy for children always to obey their parents.
所以对那个孩子来说并不是很容易的，总是去顺服他们的父母。
And just as we all have to learn how to relate to one another, children have to learn how to relate to their parents. And so we have to be reminded by the Spirit of God, the responsibility that children have to parents.
所以这个呢，就像我们互相之间的这个关系呢，我们都要去学会去怎么相处一样。那个孩子们呢，他也要去学会怎样和他的父母相处。所以呢，借着神的圣灵呢，他能帮助我们达到那样的一个标准。
The next line in verse 2 is, honor your father and your mother.
第二节呢，就是讲的要尊敬你的父母。
And so the question is, how do the two relate? One is they must obey, and the other is they must honor.
所以呢，这个关系是什么样的呢？首先呢，他们必须顺服父母，第二个呢，才是去尊敬父母。
Sometimes it's easier to honor the father and mother than to obey them.
所以有时候呢，让你尊敬呢，比你去顺服他，你的父母呢，要容易得多。
Sometimes it's actually easier to honor them after they're dead than to honor them when they're alive.
所以呢，有时候呢，对于孩子们来说呢，就是说呢，在父母不在世死后去向尊敬他们，比父母在世的时候去尊敬他们要容易一点。
Sometimes it's easier to obey them than to honor them.
有时候呢，也是就是说呢，容易对他们说是就是去顺服他们，比去尊敬他们要容易一点。
And so I'm going to use the illustration. Some of you have probably heard me use it before, but the illustration that happened in my life to my relationship with my mother.
那我现在要给大家举个例子。这个例子呢，就是你们中间有些人呢，可能以前听到过。但是呢，我要说的就是说，在我的人生中，我和我母亲之间的这样一个关系。
My mother was a godly woman, and I professed salvation to be a Christian as well. I felt that I should obey the Lord. My mother felt that she should obey the Lord.
所以呢，她的母亲呢是一个特别属神的一个女人，然后呢，她呢也是就是说呢兼顾了她的信心，所以呢，她认为呢她要去顺服主，她的妈妈呢。也认为他妈妈也要顺服主。
My mother said to me one day, Harold, I would like you to do such and such.
一天呢，我妈妈跟我说呢 ，Harold， 我今天要你做点这个这个。
And I was very reluctant to say yes, I will.
所以呢，我当时呢很难跟她说呢，是的，我愿意去做。
So she said to me, Harold, do you love me?
然后他跟我说 ,Harold, 你爱我吗
?I said, well, yes, mother, of course I love you.
我说是的妈妈当然我爱你。
And then she said to me, how much do you love me?
然后他说你有多爱我呢
?Well, frankly, that's kind of a hard question for a teenager to answer.
所以呢坦率的说对一个青少年来说呢很难回答这样的问题。
How much do I love my mother?
我也多爱我妈妈呢。
So I said, well, I've got to give her an answer. So I probably should give her an answer on the scale of 1 to 10, where 10 means I love her perfectly and 1 means I don't love her at all.
所以我想呢，我应该给她一个爱的这个，我爱她的那个程度。程度呢，应该分成十级，1到10。然后呢，十呢，代表我完完全全爱她。一呢，代表我完全不爱他。
Well, I thought about that for a while. This took a long time for me to answer. And finally, I said to her mother, I think I love you 7 out of 10.
所以呢，我就说呢，我要如果这样去回答我妈妈的话呢，可能要花很长时间。最终呢，我自己想出来了。我说我跟我妈妈说呢，妈妈，如果从1到10排个等级的话呢，我爱你的是7。
I figured if I'd gone 8 or 9 or 10, she would have said, Harold, you know that's not true.
所以呢，如果我想啊，如果我说我爱他八或者九，他妈妈会说 ，Harold， 你知道那不是真的。
And I thought if I went six or below, she'd say, "What's the matter with you?"
所以呢，我认为说呢，如果我爱他的程度是六或者以下，他妈妈会说 ，Harold， 你有什么毛病吗
？So I said to her mother, "I love you seven."
所以我就跟我妈妈说，妈妈，我爱你的程度是七。
And she said to me, "Oh, that's very, very nice. Now you go and do what I told you to do."
她说呢，她妈妈说，哦，你这样那就太好了。那么我告诉你做什么，你就去做吧。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱主耶稣基督吗
？How much do you love Jesus?
你有多爱主耶稣基督？
Put a number on it. You don't need to tell me. Tell yourself. What's the number between 1 and 10? How much do you love Jesus?
所以你自己说一个数字，这个数字在1到10之间，你不用告诉我，你自己在心里想，你爱主耶稣基督，从1到10是几。
Okay, now you know, so go and do what he tells you to do.
那你就知道了，不管你爱主耶稣是几，那么主耶稣基督告诉你做什么你就做什么。
Children, do you love your parents? You say, yes, I love them. I will obey them and I will honor them. I'll go and do what they tell me to do.
那这孩子们，你也多爱你父母呢？你是说我真的爱我父母，那么说呢，那你就去顺服他，顺服他完了呢，你就尊敬他，孝敬他，然后你呢就照着父母说的话去做。
Now verse 2 goes on and tells us that this simple command to honor our fathers and mothers is a command with promise.
第二节的后面部分呢告诉我们呢，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
And the promise is given not only in the list of the Ten Commandments, but also by Jeremiah, and the promise is that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth.
那这个呢，就是说呢，这个带应许的诫命不光是在十诫里，摩西的十诫里面有，同样在耶利米书里面也讲到的，如果你孝敬父母，那么呢，你就得福，在世长寿。
You want to live a long time?
你想长寿吗
？Well, obey your parents, honor your parents.
你如果想长寿，你就顺服你的父母，去孝敬你的父母。
Well, that's a beautiful picture in Scripture.
这个呢是在圣经里面一幅极美的画面。
Now the opposite is picked up in verse number 4. It says, "And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord."
然后后面接着呢，就是在第四节里说，你们做父母的呢，不要惹孩子们的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So that simply means, parents, don't push your children too hard. Don't push them in an angry way. Don't get mad at them. You just train them lovingly.
所以呢，这里呢讲到的呢，就是说的不要太去催促你的孩子们，不要就是给他太多的压力，而且呢，你也呢不要去，就是你就是要去带着爱去教育他们，养育他们。
My mother told me, I can't remember this, my mother told me that when I was a child, she covenanted before the Lord that she would never spank me or deal harshly with me after supper time.
所以呢，当我还是小的时候，母亲呢，她在那个主面前呢，在发了誓，她说呢，在晚饭以后，他永远不会去打 Harold 的，也不会就是大声的去训斥他。
She basically said, if he's a bad boy after supper, it's probably in part because he's too tired Put him to bed. Don't give him a spanking. Put him to bed.
对呢，他说呢，如果他吃了晚饭以后还表现不好呢，这并不一定意味着呢他就是个坏孩子，所以呢他可能是因为累了，所以这个时候呢你不要打他屁股，也不要骂他，就是把他让他上床睡觉就可以了。
I don't ever remember my father or my mother getting really angry with me. They did. They were very firm with me.But they smiled and they said, no, you will not be doing that. Or yes, you must do that now. They didn't have to get angry. They, I probably would have provoked their anger, but they didn't get angry. They just insisted that I behave.
所以呢，这个时候呢，在我的记忆中，我的父亲呢、父母呢，从来没有对我发过怒，就是生过气，用那种极严厉的方式跟我说。他们只是说，有时候很坚定的说，不，你不能做那件事儿，或者很坚定的说，是的，你必须把那件事情去做了。所以我的父母从来没有带着怒气发怒来教育我。
Their standardOf behavior toward our, the children, my sister and myself, their standard of behavior was how God the Father treated them.
所以呢，他们其实对待他的父母对待孩子们，就是他和他姐姐的标准呢，就是说父天父怎么去对待他们，他的父母就怎么去对待他们。
How do you treat the children? How do you treat, How do you treat the children in your own family, the children in the other families? Answer, you treat them the way God treated you, the way Jesus treated the children when he was alive.
所以呢，这个呢，你怎么去对待你家里的自己的孩子们，或者去对待其他的那些孩子们呢？那你用的方式就是说呢，父神怎么去对你的那种方式。或者主耶稣基督他还在地球上的时候，他是怎么去对待那些孩子们的这样的方式去对待他们。
Here in Canada, tomorrow is Father's Day.
在加拿大呢，明天呢是父亲节。
And we honor our fathers on Father's Day.
所以呢，我们尊敬我们的父亲在父亲节那一天。
And so I look back with great affection on the love that my father had for me. And I realized that he never did provoke me to anger. He simply said, you must do what is right. This is what the Lord would like you to do.
现在我回顾了一下我的父亲在世的时候呢，他对我的那些情感方面，他是怎么样去爱我的，所以我记得呢，他从来没有就是说指责我的时候带着愤怒带着怒气。
Their objective was, verse 4, to bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
第四节的后部分呢，他最终的目的呢是要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
They basically said, why do we have children?
所以呢，这里基本上是我们为什么会有孩子呢？
The answer was that they had children in order that they could train those children to be good children for God.
所以呢，答案呢，是他们有孩子呢，就是以便他们去训练那些孩子，为了神去训练那些孩子们。
And so their basic objective was that God could look down from heaven and say, those are our children. And in fact, they're Harold and Nora Summers' children and they are good children. They wanted us to be reflective of the nurture and the admonition of God.
所以呢，这个呢，为什么养孩子呢？就是这样的，神从天上往下看，他就会看见这些孩子们，就像他自己和他姐姐，这所有的孩子呢，你们都是一些特别好的为神的他们在为神去养育这样的教训这样的孩子们。
Now, of course, if you learn how to live God's way in the family, it's going to be easier for you to live God's way when you get out of the family.
所以呢，如果你在家里，在家里呢，你去按照神的方式去活着的话呢，那么说呢，等你走出这个家里的时候呢，对你来说更容易的按照神的方式去活着。
So how does the servant relate to his boss? And how does the boss relate to the servant?
所以那些仆人呢，怎么样去和他们的老板的关系，和老板和怎样去和他们的仆人之间的关系是什么样的呢？
And of course the question is that really important?
这个问题当然是呢，这个非很重要吗？
And the answer is yes, it's very important because you see, we are God's representatives in the workplace.
所以答案是当然是非常重要的，因为我们是神在这个世界里的代表。
And sometimes that's very hard.
有时候很难做得到。
I found it difficult.
我发现呢是非常困难的。
My father, as I've told you, was a good father.
我的父亲呢，就像我跟你们讲过那样，他是个好父亲。
But he was also a good businessman.
但同样呢，他是一个很好的生意人。
And he had many people working for him. And so when I went to work, I just assumed that my boss would be a good man like my father.
所以呢，有很多的人呢为我父亲工作。所以当我刚开始出去工作的时候呢，我只就是说假设我的老板是跟我父亲一样的一个好人的老板。
And I was very disappointed to find out that I was wrong. Most of my bosses were not good men like my father.
然后呢，我很失望的，最后呢，发现呢，我是错的，因为我的大多数老板呢，都不，并不是说像我父亲那样是个好人。
So I found it easier to obey my father than I did to obey my boss.
所以呢，我发现呢，对我来说，就是说比较容易去顺服我的父亲，而不容易的去顺服我的老板。
Let's go now to verse number 5.
我们来到第五节。
It says, servants, you be obedient to them who are your masters, according to the flesh. You be obedient with fear and trembling in singleness of heart as unto Christ.
第五节说呢，做仆人的要惧怕战惊，专心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Well, frankly, that's a pretty high calling.
你坦率地说，这是一个很高的呼召。
I'm supposed to serve my master as if my master were the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我要应该是去听从我的主人，就像呢听从基督一般。
Well, he's not. And that gets to be very difficult. My boss used to ask me to do things that I didn't really want to do, that I didn't think were very wise.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，是非常难的。有时候呢，我的老板让我去做一些事情呢，我真的很不想去做，因为他那个让我做的事情并不是一件很明智的事情。
How do I handle that?
那么这个我怎么办呢?
Well, I say, if my boss were the Lord Jesus, I might not always understand what he wanted me to do, but I would do it. And so here's my boss asking me to do something. I had better do it.
其实我想呢，如果呢，我的老板是，如果主耶稣基督让我去做一些什么事情呢，我不一定理解他要我做的事情，但是呢我会去做。那么说现在呢，我的老板让我去做一些事情，我并不理解他要我做的事情，那么我最好呢也去把它给做了。
So the question is, how would I do it?
这问题是我怎么去做呢？
And the answer is, verse 6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart.
第六节说呢，不要只是眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
So it's common for many servants to work well, happily, when the boss is looking over their shoulder, but when the boss goes away, they slack off and they don't do their work very well.
因为这个通常呢也是会发生这样的事情，当老板在跟前看着他们干事的时候呢，通常呢那些员工们呢都很勤奋的去做事，那么说当老板不在的时候呢，他们通常呢会偷懒，或者的就是不去干活。
And that's not the way the Christian works. The Christian should work with the same kind of zeal and enthusiasm and responsibility whenever the boss is there and whenever the boss isn't there. Doesn't matter whether he's there or not, the same standard of work will come out of the Christian who's following the Lord.
因为基督徒他们做事的工作的时候，他们并不是这样的。基督徒做事呢，不管是老板在还是老板不在，都是一个样，都是带着极大的热情，带着完成他工作的那样一个责任，去把他的工作做好，就像他们服侍主一样。
Oh, you say that's a pretty high standard.
你说呢？哦，这个标准太高了。
Yeah.And not everybody starts there. We often start as being pretty irresponsible. But as the truth of God settles in our hearts and lives, we say, Lord, I have got to start serving you, serving my boss as I would serve you if you were my boss.
这个呢，是非常高的一个标准，但是呢我们通常不是从这么一个高的标准开始的，我们通常呢就是从一个负责任的一个态度开始，然后呢借着主耶稣基督，借着神的恩典帮助我们，我们就不断的成长，我们就会说那是的，我们就要像服侍主那样去为我们的老板工作。
And that's the great verse of the truth of verse number 7. We serve with goodwill.Doing service as we would to the Lord and not to man.
这个呢就是说这样一个结果是在第七节里，就是甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Well, if you were a boss and you had an employee like that, you'd appreciate him, wouldn't you?
所以如果你是一个老板，那么说呢，你的雇员全部是像基督徒这样的，你会非常感激他们的，是不是？
You would say, I can trust that employee. I don't have to watch him all the time. I know he will do what is right. And the reason that he will do it, that you will do it, is because you love the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他说呢，老板会说，我会相信这个员工，因为呢，不管在什么时候，不管我在还是不在，他们都会勤奋的工作。所以呢，原因是因为他，或者说你呢，爱主耶稣基督。
And the question is, why would you do that?
问题是，你为什么要这么去做呢？
And there are two reasons why you would do it. Number one, you would do it because Jesus Christ is your Savior and the Father is God and you will do it right just because He is the Lord.
因为你那么做的有两个原因。第一个原因呢，主耶稣基督是你的救主，神是你的父，所以呢你会去做正确的事情，你愿意那么去做。
And the other reason is because you know, verse number 8, that whatever good thing you do, the same will you will receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or whether he be bond or free.
所以呢，这个呢，另外一个原因呢，是在第八节里，是因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自由的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
So the question then is, all right, why do you do it? Number one, because he's Lord. Number two, you do it because he will pay you, even if your boss doesn't pay you.
所以呢，你那么做的是有两个原因。第一个原因呢，因为他是主；第二个原因呢，是他会奖赏你，就算你的老板不奖赏你，他会奖赏你。
What do you do if you've got a boss who doesn't pay you properly?
所以呢，如果你的老板呢，他就是给你的待遇不好，你会怎么办？
Well, there are several things you can do. You can quit.
有几件事你可以做。首先呢，你可以辞职。
You can get lazy and not work very hard.
你会偷懒，不要不勤奋工作。
You can complain, join a union, you can strike.
所以呢，你可以向工会投诉，或者说呢，你可以罢工。
Or you can pray.
或者呢，你会祷告。
And it's amazing, God here guarantees you do what is right on the job and God will pay you what is right in your life.
所以呢，这个呢，原则是这样的，你去把你的工作做好，那么神呢，就会按照你所做的好工作呢，赏赐你。
So I'm going to tell you a missionary story now.
现在给大家讲一个宣教士的故事。
A man who preached to us a little bit in Vancouver many years ago, he lives in Eastern Canada, Eastern United States, and I know his grandson.
现在一个人呢，很多年前呢，他在温哥华呢讲道，然后呢，他住在美国的东部，我认识他的孙子。
So his story goes like this.
所以他的故事是这样的。
He said, I have proven in my life that if you give God a good day's work, he will give you a good day's pay.
所以呢，他说在我的人生中呢，我得出这样的一个结论，就是呢，如果你去勤奋的为神工作，神会呢给你付很好的工价。
Well, that's a marvelous principle.
这是一个非常神奇的原则。
The question is, does it work?
这问题是呢，这个有用吗？
So when he was a young man, he left Ireland to go to be a missionary in the middle of Africa.
所以当他还年轻的时候呢，他离开了他的国家爱尔兰，去中非的一个国家做宣教士。
And he didn't have any paycheck. Nobody said, we will pay you. He simply said, I'm going to ask God to pay me.
所以呢，他离开的时候呢，没有任何人会付他工资，也没有人就是保证能付他工钱，所以呢，他说呢，我会祷告让神付我钱。
So one man came up to him after a meeting one evening and said to him, Ernest, if you're going to Africa, you may need some extra money. I'm going to give you some extra money now. It's emergency money.
因为在他们开了会以后呢，有一天呢，一个人呢，开完会以后呢，找他说呢，你如果要去非洲的话呢，你可能需要多带一点钱，多带一点钱呢，那么今天呢，我会多给你一点钱，这些钱呢，是救急的钱。
And he gave him a coin.
所以他给了他一个硬币。
It was a coin much bigger than this.
这个硬币呢比这个要大得多。
And the coin was solid gold.
这个那个硬币呢是纯金的。
And he said, I'm going to give this to you, and you are not to spend it, you are to keep it only for an emergency. If you get to the point where you have nothing left and you need extra money, you may cash this coin, but you may not cash it if you don't have an emergency.
因为这个呢，他说我把这个硬币给你，金币给你呢，就是让你带着，带着应急用的。就是说在那种极端情况下，你如果你口袋里一分钱都没有，你急需要钱的时候，你把这个硬币金币拿去兑现。如果你没有碰到这种紧急情况，没有碰到一分钱都没有的时候，你不要把这个金币拿去兑现。
And then he went off to Central Africa. And in those days, the political and economic situation was so bad that they would often go for many, many months, sometimes even a year, without receiving any mail or any way to get any money.
所以呢，这个时候呢，他就去到了中非。中非那个时候呢，政治经济状况都非常的混乱。他所到的地方呢，可能有几个月或者甚至几年都收不到任何的邮件，所以呢，他不可能以任何的方式收到别人寄给他的钱。
He told us this story when he was an older man.
所以呢，他讲这个故事的时候呢，他已经是个年纪很大的人了。
He said, that coin was given to me 50 years ago.
他说呢，那块金币给我的呢，给我的时候是50年前。
And then he reached into his pocket and pulled out the coin. And he said, I haven't had an emergency yet, but I've still got it if I do.
所以呢，这个呢，他把他手伸到口袋里去，把那块硬币掏出来，他说，我现在手上仍然还有这块金币，我从来没有遇到个紧急情况，我要去使用它。
That's God.
这就是神。
Every employee has got to believe that in order to serve God acceptably on the job.
所以呢，每一个雇员呢，都要记住这样一点，他们呢，就是说在他工作的场所呢，一定要做出让神能够接受的事情。
Now, Paul was writing to two different kinds of employees.
所以呢，使徒保罗写给两类不同的雇员。
Verse number 8 says, there are the bond servants and there are the free servants.
第八节说呢，有那些为奴的，有些是呢自由人。
A free servant would be like you and me in our society.
所以那个自由人呢，就像你我在我们当今社会里面。
But a bond servant would be a slave.
所以呢，这个呢，有契约的这样的仆人呢，实际上就是奴隶。
And in either case, the Lord says, I will pay my servants a good wage. You carry on and you do the work. I'll make sure that you got food on the table.
因为这两种人呢，主呢都已经应许了，要给他们付很好的工价。就是说呢，你去勤勤奋奋的工作，把你的工作做好。主说呢，我来保证你每天餐桌上有东西吃。
That is the promise of God.
这就是神的应许。
That's the same kind of promise that you've got in verse number 3 that says that you honor your father and mother, and the Lord will look after you and give you a good long life, and you honor the Lord, and the Lord will look after you and give you enough pay.
这个呢，就跟第三节的那个原则是一样的。你去孝敬、尊敬你的父母，那么呢，主会来看顾你，他会让你长寿，让你活得久。那么说呢，这里讲到呢，你去为主工作，主会保证给你工钱，给你一个好的工价。
Now what would you do if you were a boss?
那么如果你是个老板，你怎么做呢？
Verse 9. It says, and you masters, you bosses, you do the same things unto your employees, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him.
第九节说呢，你们做主人的带仆人也是一个道理，不要威吓他们，因为知道你们的主也在天上，他并不偏待人。
You the boss, you give honor to your employees just as you expect your boss to give honor to you.
所以呢，你如果你是个老板，那么说呢，你去尊敬你的仆人，尊敬你的雇员，就像如果你是雇员，你希望老板那么去尊重你一样。
And the question, of course, is, does this actually work, or is this just good words?
所以呢，问题是呢，这个真的管用吗？或者说呢，这只是一些说的好听的话。
And the answer is, these aren't just good words. These are the promises of the God who made us.
所以答案是呢，这不仅仅是一些好的话，这是神给我们所做出的应许。
Will it work in real life?
所以我们要活出一个新的生命。
And the answer is yes.
答案呢是的。
Most of you don't know me very well.
所以你们大多数人呢可能并不了解我。
But I went to university for about 6 years just to study business.
所以呢他呢其实呢去上大学上呢大约六年是去学工商管理。
And I learned how to, make money. I learned how to manage money. I learned how to manage people. I learned all kinds of things when I went to university for 6 years to learn about business.
人人的学会呢在大学里他学怎么样去赚钱怎么样去管理金钱怎么样去管理工人。所以他在大学里六年时间呢大学教他的全部是怎样去做这些事情。
I learned that there's more wisdom in these verses in Ephesians chapter 6 than I got in all my business career.
所以呢他在以弗所书第六章里学到的智慧比他在大学里花了六年学到的智慧要多得多。
These truths,are the promises of God, and they will work.
所以呢这些呢经文呢都是神的应许它是非常管用的。
In the business world, all kinds of things can go wrong.
在你的生意的世界里呢会出现很多的问题。
In the family of God, nothing goes wrong. God always does what's right.
所以呢在神的家里没有任何的事情可以出错因为神永远是做对的事情。
And I've lived long enough to prove that it's true.
所以呢我活得够久所以我可以证明这是真的。
And so I say thank you, Lord.
所以我说感谢主。
So,That's the way we relate to one another in the immediate sphere of our family and of our job.
所以呢这些呢就是说我们要学到的呢在我们在我们周围的这些就是我们家庭和我们周围的世界里我们要学到的东西。
But we have one more area of responsibility as Christians.
所以我们还有多一个的就是领域我们作为基督徒我们要去学我们要去负责任的。
Not just to the other Christians chapter 4.
不是说是和其他的基督徒只是和其他基督徒们在第四章提到的。
Not just to God and the world around us chapter 4 and chapter 5.
第四章第五章提到的我们和神的关系和我们周围的世界的关系。
not just to family and employee-employer relationships.
也不仅仅是说是在家庭里和在单位里工作环境下雇主和雇员的关系。
But chapter 6, we have a responsibility to the world outside, the responsibility to teach and preach and live Jesus to the world so that they can trust the Lord Jesus.
这个呢，我们在第六章里呢，还有一个理由，就是说呢，在我们外面的世界，我们要出到那个世界里去，我们要去传福音，去告诉别人关于我们主耶稣基督的，所以呢，让每个人呢都可以有机会信主。
And frankly, the other responsibilities we have, we've just summarized, they're easy.
所以呢，坦率地说，我们刚才所提到的那些我们所有的职责呢，相对来说是容易一点。But
to serve God in a difficult world that is far harder, how are we going to do that?
所以呢，去服侍主，在一个不信的世界里，那远远的要比这个难得多。那么我们怎么去做呢？
We're going to take all the truth that we learned in the first 5.5 chapters, and we're now going to go to war for Jesus.
所以呢，今天呢，我们在前面的五章半里学到的所有的东西呢，那么今天呢，我们要用这个出去为主耶稣基督赢得世界。So
my question is, what are you doing for Jesus?
所以呢，我的问题是呢，我们会为主耶稣基督做些什么呢？
What is your fight for him?
你为他可以去做什么样的战斗?
Verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
第十节说呢，我最后我的弟兄们，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
If you're going to serve Jesus, you've got to be strong.
如果你要想服侍主的话呢，你必须强壮。
And consequently, verse 11, you're to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
第十一节说呢，要穿戴神的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
What's it mean to stand against the wiles of the devil?
所以呢，你如果能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计呢？
Well, it means this, if you're going to go serve the Lord, if you're going to tell the people about Jesus, the devil is not going to like it, and he is going to fight back.
所以呢，就是说呢，如果说呢，这是讲的，如果你要去这个世界去告诉别人关于我们的主耶稣基督呢，那个魔鬼呢，他不会高兴的，他也不会喜欢的，所以呢，他要和你作对。How
is he going to fight back?
他怎么和你作对呢？Well,
verse 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that's ordinary people. We wrestle against the devil. Principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places.
第十二节说呢，因为我们并不是与属血气的，就这个世界普通的人，不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幻世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
So what do we know about the devil and how does he work?
所以呢，我们对魔鬼了解多少呢? 他是怎么样工作的?
And here we're told that he works in several different ways. Number one, against principalities. Number two, powers. Number three, rulers of the darkness of this world. Number four, spiritual wickedness in high places.
所以呢，这里呢提到的这个魔鬼呢，他的工作的方式呢有几种。第一种呢，那些他通过执政的方式；第二个呢，掌权的方式。 第三个管辖着幽暗世界的方式，第四个呢就是那高处属灵的恶势力。
And the problem is we don't know very much about the devil, and therefore we don't know very much about what he is teaching us here.
所以呢，问题是呢，我们对魔鬼了解不多，所以呢，我们也不知道他在这里他怎样教导我们他是怎样的。
We find it very hard to come up with a precise definition of principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Precisely, what's that mean? We don't know.
所以呢，我们非常难精确的定义这里边的四个词。那么这执政的是什么？掌权的是什么？管辖着幽暗世界的以及高处属灵的恶势力，怎么准确的精确的定义这几个词呢？我们不知道。
But we get some knowledge about all this in scripture.
所以呢，我们在圣经里呢，也可以知道一点点关于这些东西的。
In Daniel chapter 10, we read a detailed story about how Daniel got down on his knees to pray.
所以呢，在但以理书第十章里，我们学到了但以理他是怎么跪下祷告的。
And God said, Daniel, this is wonderful. I'm going to send my angel, and he's going to come to answer your prayer.
所以呢，神说呢，但以理呢，这个太好了，所以呢，我会派一个天使到你那里去。这个天使呢，他会应允你的祷告。
And the devil said, I don't want that. And so he sent one of his angels to hold back the angel that God sent. And they had a battle for 3 weeks before the angel got through to Daniel to give him the answer to his prayer.
所以呢，那个魔鬼说呢，我不喜欢这样。所以魔鬼呢，也派了他自己的那个邪恶的天使，去与神派的天使呢，在天空呢，战斗。他们战斗呢，三个星期，将近三个星期以后呢，神的天使最终呢，能够到达但以理的面前，应允他的祷告。
Okay, well, that's pretty heavy stuff if you really want to know the truth.
所以呢，如果你要是真的想去知道真理的话呢，这是一个非常严重的一件事情。
What happened?
那么发生了什么呢
？Well, God won, and the devil was defeated, and Daniel was richly rewarded by God, and you and I have been richly rewarded by God because of the prophecies that God gave to Daniel. A wonderful outcome, but a heavy battle to start it all off.
因为这个呢，就是说呢，神最终赢得了这场战斗，那魔鬼呢被打败了，那么呢，天使呢到达了但以理那里，给了他呢，非常的那个丰富的奖赏。同样的呢，就是说呢，神也通过给但以理丰富的奖赏，当我们祷告的时候，也会给我们丰富的奖赏。但是呢，这中间呢，要经过一场严重的战斗。
You remember the story of Job.
你们大家也都记得约伯的故事。
And God was talking to the devil one day, and he said, have you considered my servant Job? He's a pretty good man.
所以呢，就有一天呢，那个神跟那个魔鬼在说话，他跟魔鬼说，那魔鬼啊，你去看一下我的仆人约伯，约伯他是一个完全正直的人。
God says, he's a good man, devil, what do you think of that?
所以神跟魔鬼说，魔鬼啊，约伯是一个很好的人，你怎么看？
The devil says, the only reason he's a good man, the only reason he's a good man is because you treat him so well.
所以呢，魔鬼说呢，他是一个好人的唯一的原因呢，就是因为呢，您对他太好了。
And so, the devil says, all right, I'm just going to prove that he won't follow you. And so he destroys everything that Job had, his family, his wealth, and ultimately his health. And that's what the principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, did to Job.
那个魔鬼呢就跟神说呢，我要来证明一下，看你的仆人约伯到底是真的爱你还是信你。所以呢，那个魔鬼呢，也摧毁了约伯的一切，他摧毁了他所有的财产，摧毁了所有的孩子们，摧毁甚至最终呢，摧毁了他的健康。所以呢，这个呢，就是这个世界上的这个真正的掌权的管辖幽灵世界的和属灵的恶势力在约伯身上所做的事情。
So now if you decide that you're going to serve the Lord and you're going to tell others about him, do you think that you're going to get off easy when Job and Daniel had to put up with the attack of the devil? Do you think the devil's going to try to attack you?
因为如果你要到这个世界上去传讲我们的主耶稣基督，去传福音，去服侍主，你认为魔鬼他你的工作会比但以理和约伯那样的更容易一点吗？那魔鬼他会不会也像那样去阻挠你的工作呢？
And the answer is yes, you're going to be attacked by the evil one if you start to serve the Lord, and if youDo what God says, you will be just as victorious as Daniel and Job.
所以呢，是的，当你去服侍主的时候呢，魔鬼呢，他真的会攻击你，袭击你。但是呢，如果你按照神所说的话去做的话呢，你最终就会像那个但以理和约伯那样，成为一个赢家。
Will it be easy?
所以这个容易去做吗？
No.
不容易。
Will it be rewarding?
你会得到赏赐吗？
Yep.
是的。
Will it be worth it all when you see Jesus?
当你见到主耶稣基督以后，这一切都值得吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
So, number one, get busy serving the Lord.
所以呢，第一，你要忙于去服侍主。
So here's now the instructions. Several instructions for people who will serve the Lord by telling others about Jesus. Verse number 11.
这里呢，就是一系列的，当你去准备服侍主的时候，你要准备好去做的。第十一节。
The first one is put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand.
对，那实际上是第十三节啊。那就是呢，首先呢，你拿起神所赐的全副军装。
All right, and now as we go through the passage, we are going to find seven elements of the armor that we are to put on. Seven elements of armor to serve the Lord. That's how you do it.
所以呢，这个里面呢，当我们往下学习的时候，我们发现呢，有七副神所赐的军装，有七副你可以去做的，七个元素你可以去做的。
But I just want to point out one truth that may or may not be clear from the Chinese scriptures, as it is not clear from the English scriptures, but clear from the Greek.
现在呢，我要指出一点，这一点呢，在那个中文里可能讲的不是很清楚，在同样在英文的译本里讲的也不是很清楚，但是在希腊文版的圣经里却讲的非常清楚。
Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor. Verse number 13 says, take unto you the whole armor.
第13节说呢，要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
And that word, whole armor, has a context around it, which basically means You make sure that you are all busy for God.
这里呢，就是说呢，这一节经文就根据上下文的来意思来讲呢，就是说呢，你要是让你一直保持着很忙碌的状态。
How much time should you spend doing the work of God?
你应该要花多少时间去做神的工呢？
Answer, all the time.
答案是所有的时间。
Okay, it's not a part-time thing. You don't say, I'm going to be a Christian 2 days a week. I'm going to be a Christian Sunday morning. It's all very well and good, but that's not what it's all about.
因为就是呢，这是说呢，你要用所有的时间来服侍主。你不可能说我一个星期只服侍主两次，或者说呢，我只是在星期天才是服侍主的。你不能那么去做。
The one who serves God acceptably is the one who says, I'm going to get into this thing all out. I'm going to give my full being to the Lord Jesus Christ.
答案呢，对所有的基督徒来说呢，我要就是说呢，把这些所有的时间都献给主。我要用我身边的，把我所有的一切都用来去服侍主。
All right, let's see what these armaments are. Verse number 13.
现在我们现在来看看这些军装是什么。我们先来看看第13节。
Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
第13节是，所以你们要拿起神的全副军装，好在邪恶的日子抵挡仇敌，并且完成这一切之后站立。
There's an evil day coming. You and I have got to be found standing when that evil day comes.
所以呢，那个邪恶的日子呢，最终会来临。在那个邪恶的日子来的时候呢，你我都会发现，我们都站立得住。
What do you do? Verse 14.
所以你要去做什么呢？在第14节。
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
所以你要站稳了，用真理束腰。
The strength, the foundation of the Christian servant of God is that he knows the truth of God.
所以呢，这个呢，基础呢，在这里呢，讲到的呢，就是基督徒呢，他知道神的真理。
How much of the truth of God should we know?
我们应该知道多少神的真理呢？
And the answer is a whole lot of it. Keep studying the truth of God.
答案是呢，我们要知道很多的神的真理，所以呢，你要保持学习神的真理。
Okay, those of us who are putting on this particular meeting, we get very excited.
所以呢，我们这些呢，所有的呢，来参加这个特别会议的人呢，我们都会感到非常的。
Our job for you is to help you put on the truth of God. Get to know this book better. We're trying to teach you and train you so that you can serve the Lord with wisdom and with power.
现在我们呢，试图呢，让你们知道更多的关于圣经里的神的真理。我们要训练你们，当你们去服侍主的时候呢，你们是带着智慧和带着力量的。
The picture is an interesting one. It says, "Stand, having your loins girt with truth."
这里呢，这几个词组讲的是要用真理呢束腰，首先你站稳了，然后用真理来束腰。
The Israelite in the old days didn't wear pants like we men wear today. They wore skirts, very like women often wear.
所以呢，在当时以色列人的那个年代呢，他们的男人不像我们今天的男人穿着裤子。他们穿的是那个，就像女人穿的那个裙摆一样的衣服。
And those skirts had a dual role to play. They kept people warm in the cold in the night. They kept them cold in the day. They kept the heat out. They were ideal for relaxing in the extreme temperatures of the Promised Land.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个裙摆呢，它其实有个双重的作用，在寒冷的夜晚呢，让它们保暖；在那个白天的时候呢，可以散热。
But when the men went to work, they would take their skirts and they would fold them up and put them in around their waist, and they would tuck them in with a belt so that their legs were free, so that they could work more enthusiastically and not get everything dirty.
所以呢，当这些人开始干活的时候呢，他们会把这个裙摆呢撩起来，撩起来以后呢，然后呢憋在这个腰间，拿一个袋子呢竖起来，竖起来之后呢，他的那个两条腿呢就自由了。他两条自由呢，那就可以更有效的去工作，也不会把他的那个裙摆弄脏。
All of which illustrates the fact that if you're going to learn the truth of God, you are going to have to work at it.
所以呢，所有的这些呢，都告诉我们呢，就是你如果你要是想去学神的真理呢，你必须去通过工作来获得。
My boss said to me, Harold, if you want a paycheck, I expect you to go to work every day of the week.
所以呢，我的老板跟我说呢 ，Harold， 如果你想拿工资的话呢，我希望你每天都来工作。
God says, if you want to be my servant, you're going to have to learn the truth, and you're going to have to learn the truth by hard work.
所以呢，神说呢，如果你想要来服侍我呢，你必须要学会真理。你要学会真理呢，你必须通过极端的努力的。工作来学到真理。
How do you read the Bible? You spend a lot of time at it every day.
所以你怎么能够学圣经呢？因为你每天要花大量的时间来读经。
How do you memorize the Bible? Well, you read it and you ponder it and then you repeat it and 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 repeat it until you know it.
你怎么学习记住圣经经文呢？你读了以后，然后重复，然后默想，然后重复，重复，重复，重复，重复，重复，重复多了你就记住。
A long time ago, I wanted to memorize some chapters in the Bible. This is what I had to do. I had to repeat those chapters out loud every single day I drove to work.
所以呢很久以前呢，我想要背诵一节经圣经，那我怎么背下来那一章圣经的呢？所以呢，我大声的把它读出来，大声的背诵。当我开车去上班的时候，每天开车上班的时候，我在路上我在大声的背诵那章经文。
It took me about 20 minutes every morning to drive to work.And so for 20 minutes every morning, I would be in my car driving along and my mouth would be going and I would be quoting scripture that I was memorizing, trying to make sure that it got into my head clearly.
所以这个呢，他当时呢，他上班的距离大概是20分钟。他每天上班的时候呢，开车的时候呢，他的手在开车掌握方向盘，然后他嘴里就在背诵，大声的背诵他试图要背的那一章经文，然后呢，这样呢，他试图让这些经文进入他的清晰的进入他的大脑，他可以记住。
All right, if you're going to learn the truth of God so that you can be a soldier for Jesus Christ, you are going to have to work at it.
所以呢，如果你要去成为基督的战士，成为我们主耶稣基督的战士，你要去学习真理的话呢，你必须努力的工作，努力的学习，才能学会神的真理。
I heard a story once about a man who was walking down a country road one day, and he saw a boy. It was a hot day. The boy was lying under the tree. The work was to be done in the field. He wasn't doing anything.
所以呢，我听到一个故事。这个故事呢，有一个人呢，有一天呢，他在农村的那条路上走路，在乡间小路走路的时候呢，他看见一个，那一天呢是非常炎热的一天，然后呢，他看见一个孩子，一个男孩呢，在那个大树下躺着那里乘凉，他并没有去把他该做的田间的工作做完。
The man was surprised to see this boy, so lazy, strong boy. He could have been out working in the field, but he was lazy, lazy, lazy.
所以呢，那个人看见这个男孩呢，非常的懒惰。这是一个大孩子，他非常的强壮，他应该可以把那个田间的活都干完，但是呢，他一直就很懒惰。
And so the man said to the boy, he said, you know, I've never seen anything like this. I think if I ever saw anybody lazier than you, I'd give him a dollar.
所以这个人呢，看见这个孩子呢，就感到很奇怪。感到奇怪，他说呢，哎，我从来没有见过像你这么懒的孩子。如果你能找出一个比你还懒的孩子呢，我会给你一块钱。
And the boy said to the man without moving, he just said, put it in my pocket.
所以呢，那个男孩呢，他动也不动，说，把那一块钱放到我的口袋里吧。
He was just too lazy even to reach out his hand and take it. He just said, put it in my pocket. I'm lazy.
所以呢，他就是懒到如此的程度，甚至给他一块钱，他都不伸手去接那一块钱，他动的也不动，说你把那钱直接放到我的口袋里面，他懒到这样一个程度。
Now God's soldiers are not lazy.
所以神的战士呢，并不懒惰。
If you want to know the work of God, the truth of God, you're going to have to get up and get working.
所以呢，如果想要学习神的真理，你就起来去工作。
Now the second thing that you need, verse number 14, you need not only your loins girt with truth, but you need to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
第十四节说，所以要站稳了，用真理做。带子束腰，最后一件事用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Now, if the devil wants to get you, if I wanted to kill you, what would be the first thing I would try to do?
所以呢，如果那个魔鬼他想要打倒你，或者说呢，我想要杀了你，那第一件我要做的事是什么？
I'd probably get a gun and I'd put a bullet right through your heart. And I'm not going to do that. But the devil says, I can get you. I'll put a bullet right through your heart. It'll kill you.
所以呢，我如果想杀你呢，我就想拿一把枪呢，顶着你的心脏，直接把你的心脏打穿。当然我不会拿枪打你的。但是魔鬼他会试图呢拿枪呢把用子弹射穿你的胸膛。
So the question is, how do you keep, when you're fighting, how do you keep from a bullet or a spear or a sword going through your chest?
所以呢，当你战斗的时候，你怎么防止一颗子弹或者说是一个长矛或者说一个剑刺穿你的心脏？
And in the old days, they used to put on a breastplate. It would be a metal shield that would hang on the shoulders. It would go down around the breast and chest, and it would be solid metal. And you couldn't get through because the metal would be too strong. The spear, the arrow would fall off.
那这个呢，在那个过去那个年代呢，他们打仗的士兵呢，或者会用一块金属，非常强硬的一个金属， 是从挂在这个胸前，就是从脖子上，然后呢系在腰间，这样因为这个金属片呢非常的强，所以呢任何的长枪长矛和箭都射不透。
But there is another kind of breastplate.
那另外呢还有另外一个类型的护心镜。
And this breastplate is something like a bulletproof vest.
这个呢就像这个护心镜就像一个防弹背心一样。
And men who wear a bulletproof vest today usually have it on under their sweater, under their coat.
所以今天呢很多穿防弹衣的人呢他们会穿在他的衣服的里面。
And it's not a solid sheet of metal, but rather it is metal strings that are interwoven so that they form almost like a cloth.
所以这个呢就是他们这样的防弹背心呢它不是像过去的那一种坚硬的那个金属板而是说是金属线不断的交织在一起织得很密就像这个金属交织在一起就像一个布一样。
And they have all of these, metal strings coming down, and they have all of these metal strings going across, and they form a mesh that is so tight that even a bullet can't get through.
所以呢，他们用这个金属的这个线呢，往上、往下，然后呢，用这个金属线横着给它交叉，这个织得非常的密。这个密到一种程度呢，当子弹打在上面的时候呢，都打不穿，都能掉在地下了。
And that is how a bulletproof vest is made in our day.
这就是我们当今世界怎么样去制造防弹背心的。
And that is exactly how a breastplate of righteousness is made in our day.
这个呢也就是恰恰是那个公义的护心镜是怎么做出来的。
You fill your life with righteousnesses, all these good things that you do, all these resistance for sin that you do. You fill your life with these things, always doing the right thing, always doing the right thing, and it becomes so intertwined that the devil can't get in with his arrows. He can't get his bullets into you.
所以呢，你用所有的你人生里面，你都是用这样的公义，你去行公义的事，你去抵挡罪恶。你用这所有你所行的工艺呢，这样的工艺它交织成一块防弹背心，这样呢，当魔鬼他的子弹或者说他的箭头呢，都射不穿你这个工艺做的防弹背心。
It is a beautiful picture.
这是一个很美的一个画面。
Now let's presume that there's a man.Who says, I like that picture, but of course, there's this particular sin in my life that I'm just going to continue.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我喜欢这样一个画面，但是呢，在我人生里呢，有这么一项罪恶呢，我想把它继续做下去。
Now, if he continues in that sin, what happens to his breastplate?
所以呢，如果你继续犯罪的话，那么说这一个护心镜会发生什么呢
？And the answer is there's a great big hole in it, and the hole is so big that the devil can get his spear right through that hole.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，你这个防弹背心上就有一个洞，这个洞大的如此的程度呢。就是魔鬼可以用他的匕首一下就刺穿你。
And if you're going to be a servant of God, don't let there be any holes in your breastplate.
所以呢，如果你想要成为神的仆人的神的战士的话，不要让你的护胸襟上有任何的破洞。
If there is, the devil's going to get his spear in there.It's going to be heartache and sorrow and loss.
所以呢，如果真的是那里有一个破洞的话呢，魔鬼呢会用他的那个长矛或者匕首刺穿你，这样呢你就会失去的很多很大。
All right, well, I apologize. Our time is more than gone this evening. I have gone over time. We'll pick this story up next week. There's seven items of your armor for God. We want to make sure that you've got all seven.
因为这个呢，我向大家道歉，因为今天呢，我超时了，时间还超了很多。所以呢，下个星期我们会继续呢，我要确保让大家每个人呢都得到这七样神赐给我们的军装。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we just pray that you'll take these truths and build them into our lives.
主啊，我们祷告，就是说，您把这些真理呢，那放在我们的人生里，建造我们的人生。
We don't want just to be people who talk about the Bible. We want to be people who live the truth of God and are effective soldiers for Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们不想那些我们的人呢，只是说是谈那圣经。我们这些人呢，就是说学到神的真理，拿起神的武器，成为神的战士。
So help us, we pray. We give thanks for this evening.
所以呢，求您帮助我们祷告，我们今天晚上呢献上感恩。
And we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.